This is a Fox News alert. Primary results rolling in. I'm Lee Silasera. Two states holding primaries tonight. In the Ohio Senate race, Republican J.D. Vance, who was endorsed by former President Trump, has won his party's nomination. Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan has won his party's nomination.
We are going to build a home for Ohioans, whether they're Democrats, whether they're Republicans, whether they're independents. Everyone is welcome in this campaign.
Republican Governor Mike DeWine has won the nomination for a second term in office. Indiana is also holding contests for several congressional races. Vice President Kamala Harris at the annual Emily's List Gala blasting the draft decision by the Supreme Court that was leaked yesterday, which appears to show the court could overturn Roe versus Wade.
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they? Try to stop her from determining her own future.
Emily's List is a political action committee that aims to help Democratic women who favor abortion rights get elected. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will hold a vote next week on abortion protections. Murder charges are filed in that mass shooting incident last month in Sacramento that led to six deaths.
District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert announced the charges in what stemmed from an apparent gang feud.
The charges today that have been filed in arrest warrants issued, a judge signed those arrest warrants, involved Smiley Martin, Dondre Martin, and Matula Payton.
Smiley and Dondre Martin, who are brothers, are in jail. Police are still searching for Matula Payton.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a dozen other people were hurt in the crossfire. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is asking President Biden for a federal disaster declaration as the state deals with a massive wildfire. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The head of the Catholic Church stepping up his efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
Pope Francis has spoken in much greater detail about the efforts he's making to bring about peace in Ukraine. He told Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera that he has been asking for some time for a meeting with Russian President Putin, but has not received a response, and told the paper, quote, "I fear that Putin cannot and does not want to have this meeting at this time. But how can you not stop so much brutality?" The Pope did say he's ready to travel to Moscow to try to impress upon Putin to cease fire. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals has sided with a man who said he shouldn't have been fined for flying a huge Donald Trump flag over his business, calling it a protected expression of free speech. The Buffalo City Council had found the flag that Jay Johnson flew over his construction business in 2020 violated a local sign ordinance because of its size and because he didn't have a permit. The court says the ordinance doesn't apply to non-commercial speech. It's unclear if the city will appeal to the state Supreme Court. An NFL head coach who is suing the organization and some teams is rejecting arbitration.
Former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores is suing the NFL and individual teams for alleged racist hiring practices. The NFL wants the case to go to arbitration, to be arbitrated by its commissioner, Roger Goodell, a potential act that Flores's attorney calls unconscionable. The NFL says arbitration is the method of resolution according to employment agreements. Monday marked the first hearing for a lawsuit filed in February by Flores, a case that now includes two other black coaches. Flores's lawyer, Douglas Wigdort, pointed to the initial response from the NFL about Flores's suit when the league dismissed it, saying it was without merit. Wigdort said this shows this unconscionable bias of the arbitrator. Jared Max, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added 67, the NASDAQ added 27. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.